Next is intermittent therapy. And we've heard a little bit about that, the androgen deprivation syndrome, the multiple side effects of this hormonal therapy, and there's much greater awareness of this now than a few years ago. Intermittent therapy, the rationale is to improve quality of life, reduce side effects and cost, and then there's some evidence that by re-exposing patients to androgen, you may confer androgen dependence on stem cells. And this has been supported by some preclinical studies, particularly in the Shionogi. There are a number of trials out there that have examined this. As Dan mentioned, there are about 5 international trials going on. Now, in the LINCAP model, intermittent therapy actually does prolong androgen-independent progression when it's compared to an intermittent approach. So the preclinical data is quite encouraging. And then this is one quote from a patient of mine that I think more than the scientific data actually really reinforces the appeal of intermittent therapy. It's given me an opportunity to continue to engage with life, especially with sexuality being such an important part of the engagement. Even though there's misery with each period of treatment, I know it's temporary, and my wife and I have something incredible to look forward to. Quality of life is infinitely better, especially if you are unfortunate enough to be afflicted by prostate cancer in early age. As in my case, looking back, I feel I've gone through puberty multiple times, and now after the 5th try, finally got it right. And patients who have the opportunity to try intermittent therapy usually are quite enthusiastic about it. One of the more recent developments in this area is to try and prolong the off-treatment interval using a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor like finasteride or dutasteride. And there is a very limited amount of data. This is a patient of mine showing that the first cycle, PSA rose fairly promptly in relation to testosterone. The second cycle, he was put on finasteride, prolonged the off-treatment interval about 2-fold. And there is now one fairly large phase 2 study from Mark Schultz's group that has shown more than doubling of the off-treatment interval, even when the PSA threshold for retreatment is dropped by 50%. So what they will do in the long run in terms of time to androgen-independent progression is unknown. Finally, there is one randomized trial which has been reported at a meeting and has not yet been published, but is the only mature trial amongst all these randomized trials of intermittent therapy. It's mature because virtually all the patients were metastatic, unlike most of the trials that are going on, with the exception of the SWOG trial. This was a negative trial that showed a worse time to androgen-independent progression with intermittent therapy. So this, to me, is a fairly significant caveat that particularly in patients who are at risk for an early prostate cancer death, metastatic disease, this is not a good idea, and we'll await the results of the SWOG trial.